was amazing experience. A couple of lads in there have just said that that's the best thing they've ever experienced in their life, and I don't think there's anything quite like being 2-1 down in 90 minutes and winning the game 3-2 after 94. It's a great experience, and the lads are absolutely buzzing in there.
Not two words about it. 93rd minute, you were pretty much dead and buried, weren't you, at 2-1 down?
I mean, you might say that, but I always believe in the set of players in there. I say that to them, you know, no matter what the score is, even when we were 3-0 down last week, I still believe we could win the game, and I think we could have won the game. But that's the spirit they've built up, and we've built up as a club, for us to pull out a performance like that and get two goals in injury time. Says a lot about the spirit, and I'm just thoroughly, you know, really pleased for the lads, and really proud of them.
It was incredible enough to see Cal Naismith get the equaliser, and the celebrations were amazing for that. When James Gray put the winner in, I think half the bench was on the pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I've just said I'll probably expect a few letters on my desk again through over exuberant celebrations, but I don't mind that. You know, we can deal with them as long as nobody stepped over the line. But as you can imagine, the adrenaline and the feeling that when that third goal goes in is just sheer exhilaration. And you know, I was up and people were coming over to get drinks, and I think there's only 30 seconds left, but you know, I think that to me shows me that as a manager, that everybody's together, and the spirit within the camp is amazing. And as I've said, that's something we've been working on for a while. And it wasn't just the players on the pitch, as you said, it was every member of the bench. Even I think Paul Lodge was in with the fans, which is great to see. And as I say, it just depicts the spirit within the camp.